What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I'm excited about today's topic because, again, it's going to be related to my adventure last week. I got a call about my dad being put in the hospital, spent a few days in ICU, and this is a problem that I think a lot of people in our country are facing, and it's diabetes. Diabetes, bitch. So I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I've really taken for granted and not shared with you guys. And then we're going to just kind of slip into finding confidence, because I feel like the core of your confidence is going to be with your health. Absolutely. 100%. And I'm not just talking about like physical health, but your mental and emotional health as well. And if you could get those three, make it four, because if you can add in your spiritual health as well, I mean, you're literally living at the top of the world. If you could find balance in all of these areas, your confidence is like a natural thing because you're just feeling really good. What is there to doubt and question when you're literally treating yourself the best you could possibly treat yourself? You know what's for you is meant for you, and you're going to see it. You're going to be in tune with your body feels, how you react, how you respond, all of it. You're in alignment. That's what I want for you. I want you to find that level of alignment where you just know. You know the things. You may not be able to predict the future, but you're okay with whatever comes because your perspective is clear, because you're on a higher vibration. Your energy has shifted. Alignment, bitch. This means your brain and your heart are in pure coherence and you can see the beauty in everything around you. I have a lot to help you with to be able to contribute to this experience, and definitely some products that I take personally that I built my residual income. I started about 8 years ago with a health and wellness company, and everything we do, I feel like, you know, right away people are like, where's the doctor? Okay. Number one, we do have doctors on our formulation staff, and we do have science backed proof about how great our products work. So I see beauty differently. After seeing my dad, I realized how many people in this country are struggling. They're struggling. And it's not just diabetes. It's not just like the fact your blood sugar is off, your body's going to be wonky. But I mean, bitch, there's complications, right? So it's not just like, oh shit, I have to watch my sugars. Your entire body starts to kind of just fall into fuckery. So you're going to have eye problems, feet problems. I mean, bitch, people get their feet amputated every day from fucking diabetes. Literally. This makes you more susceptible to having the heart attack or stroke because your body's working really fucking hard. Your pancreas is like, fuck you, bitch. So everything else just kind of overcompensates when something is wrong. You could start to have kidney problems, nerve damage, gum disease. I mean, it can go so far as cancer. So it's a fucking problem. It's a problem. And what I struggle with is like, you know, type 2 diabetes can be very, very much controlled with your diet. But what happens is doctors are like, hey, here's a bunch of fucking insulin for you. And just take it when your sugars are high, instead of like really getting serious about tracking your food and, you know, seeing your triggers, really. And there are plenty of fabulous options out there that are going to keep you from spiking your sugar outrageously, right? That's a thing. But people are lazy, and I respect that. I do respect that. The products that I have been a part of for 8 years now, literally watching my dad sick as all get out, and I have these products in my arsenal, and I know the testimony, okay? I know the results my clients are getting. Because I've done so many other things, I guess I took it for granted, and I apologize. I've been a little selfish sitting on something magical that I should have, you know, just never stopped sharing with people. I did get into that self-sabotage mode of like, you know, I can't do all the things. So what are the most important things I want to do right now? And I just kind of let this slide to the side. And every month I'm cashing a residual income check. Every month I'm getting free products. Every month I'm just like not talking about it. Okay. And really easy. It's really easy to market these products as weight loss, because that's a side effect of getting healthy. If you have visceral fat on your body, it's going to disappear. And if you are underweight, you're going to be able to gain weight. It is literally a product that works with where you are. They're formulated, these products are formulated to have a job, and they do their fucking job and they work synergistically. Like, it's a beautiful thing. I do, because I am going to come back out of the woodwork and start promoting these products. I'm going to send out an email today where I'm offering you guys to get my best kit with a subscription. You can pay for it retail price, or you can get an even better kit and pay for it with a subscription. And it's the same thing. So you can get 4 products or 6 products for virtually the same price. And I recommend the 6. And I'll talk a little bit about what they do. Blood chemistry is everything for our bodies. Okay. Blood is what fuels your major organs. I don't know if you guys can hear my kids screaming in the background, but I'm on fire. So we're just going to roll with it. Okay. I'm a stay at home mom, bitch. This is part of the ticket. Okay. It's part of the ticket for the free podcast. There's a price. You're going to have to listen to kids screaming every once in a while. And I want you to share the podcast. Okay. Maybe you have friends or family that are kind of struggling with their health. Even your friends, maybe that you feel like they're in just toxic situations and they can have, you know, they need that boost of self-confidence. Well, let me tell you, you start focusing on your blood health. Okay. That's what one of my core products does. It's going to fuel your major organ. This is your muscles, right? That's what your blood is doing. And I'm going to tell you guys, muscle is important. You should be gobbling up protein every chance you get. Every chance you get, because this is going to be your strength well beyond your youthful years. Okay. This is going to be what carries you into your transition to being elderly. Protein is key. If you want to be strong, this is what you have to do. So then we have this product that is going to give you energy and mental clarity. A lot of people are walking around with foggy brain, and it's because our diets suck. We have terrible habits. I want you to have that mental clarity. I want you to have that energy, because you're going to start to treat yourself different. And then we've got a cleanse, a detox cleanse that you literally take nightly. It's my friend, he's like, is it white pants approved? Meaning, are you going to shit yourself? No, it's a very, very gentle nightly cleanse. And then we have I'm a supplement junkie. Okay. We have an incredible pack. I used to have like 7 bottles of vitamins from my company that I would take, and they conveniently put these ingredients into a little pill pack that my husband and I take every morning. Just a tiny little pack. I think there's like 4 little capsules in it. Everything you need to just tie everything together, because health fucking matters. Okay. And we've got a water additive. Everybody's fucking tired of water. I get it. So we have a heart and hydration product that is going to kick your Gatorade off the shelf. Okay. It doesn't have all the chemical bullshit. It is straight up good for you. Your dentist will fucking love it, because it's got CoQ10. I want you to gargle that shit like mouthwash every time you take a drink, literally. All these things, super fucking affordable. I guarantee you're spending more on bullshit than you would be getting control of your health. Okay. So what are the benefits? You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to start treating yourself better. Your waistline's going to shrink. You're going to be doing things you haven't done for a long time. You're going to be able to have that energy to get out with your kids and do the shit, to go for the walks, to get into the sunshine, which is something I recommend doing every fucking day. You're going to have the energy to want to do this. You're not going to feel comfortable just laying around anymore. You're going to have a little spunk. I'm going to bring some vitality back to your life. So watch for that email. If you don't get the email, make sure you reach out to me on Facebook. I do have a support group where we share recipes. Literally, you get support training. If you are someone that needs a one-on-one coach for your health journey, literally that's what I offer. And it doesn't cost extra. Okay. So you're getting a fuck ton of value for all of this. I could give you the 30-day nutrition guide. I could give you the protein hacks. I can give you the 30-day activity list. Whatever it is that you need to make this journey fit for you, fuck yes. If you're like, bitch, just give me my products. Let me take them. Let me go on my way. I want to do that. But I want you to see how much your confidence expands when you start treating yourself well. Like, bitch, I'm not a size 4. I'm not, but I'm strong, and I get stronger every fucking day. And I'm super fucking confident because I know I'm taking care of myself. Whatever I do for my body, what I want and expect will follow. That's it. I feel good. And that's what I want for you, just to have a level of confidence that nobody can touch. Nobody. And I feel like your health, this is a fucking foundation for just where you want to be. So I want to dive into a deeper talk about confidence because everybody desires it. We're jealous when people have it. We're always like, damn, I wish I could be that confident. I see all you bitches out there commenting on each other's videos. Like, I wish I had this confidence. I want to help you because as you're going through life's inevitable fucking trials, okay, we're in the arena, we're getting our ass kicked. You're going to benefit from knowing that you can reach within yourself and find that confidence. I'm going to give you some powerful tools here, bitch. Accessing your confidence helps you avoid feeling down, disheartened, no matter what the fuck happens. And this is going to help you live a life of joy. That's what we're after. That's what everyone wants is joy and peace and freedom. But I know that you're struggling with how to tap into your confidence. I get that. Like, where the fuck do I start? Where do you start? So I want you right now to think about the three toughest things you've ever done in your life. You were successful in coming through those crises. You did it by mentally exploring these events. Fucking journal about it if you have to. You're going to learn how you found your confidence in every instance. And that's knowledge you can use. Whenever you lack confidence, reflect on those tough times and the strategies you utilized to get through them. What the fuck did you do? How did you survive the worst days where you thought you couldn't? Feeling self-assured comes with knowing that you can make it through difficult times and emerge triumphant. And that's a fact. You're struggling through something. And I promise in that moment, you don't think you can do it. And you come out on the other side and you're like, I don't know how I fucking did it. I don't know how I did it. I just did it. Imagine you just did it without a conscious effort. So you could fucking do anything. Imagine putting a conscious effort towards what you want to do. You're fucking powerful. You are limitless, bitch. What are your most significant achievements? And it doesn't have to be like, don't go Brandon Lynette on this shit. Okay. It's not about like, oh, I published 5 books and I've done the things. No, bitch. Like, maybe you taught yourself how to mow the fucking grass when you got divorced, right? Maybe you read an entire collection of Shakespeare. Recognize that you have achieved all the fucking milestones. Survey your life. And I want you to reflect on the achievements and let yourself feel that moment of being proud. Reconnect with the feelings of self-assurance that you experienced at those times. This is how you start feeling your confidence grow. And then allow yourself to look towards a future filled with more achievement. It's about having those goals, setting yourself up to know that it doesn't stop here. Understand your mistakes. We try to hold them in a level of shame and embarrassment and all the things because we have these expectations on ourselves that are fucking ridiculous. Your expectations of yourself are laughable. Ease the fuck up, okay? I want you to go through and examine what you've done in the past that you see as a mistake. Thoroughly understanding your prior errors, this is integral to developing your sense of self-assuredness. I want you to rock this gig. Reviewing your mistakes allows you to say to yourself that you understand what happened and that you know now to approach those situations differently. That's what learning is. You don't have to become the shame or the regret. Just appreciate the lesson. Knowing what you did wrong and recognizing that you wouldn't do it the same way again, this builds confidence. That's how you learn. You see how many times motherfuckers fail when they're doing shit. You want to know how many things I've tried and I'm like, oh, see, that's not for me. Confidence is trying the things anyway. It's about being brave. When you realize that you've gained some applicable knowledge, you also strengthen your confidence that you can meet any challenge in the future. I remember going to an event, a network marketing event, and this guy gets on stage and he's like, ask the audience, can you juggle? And everybody's like, no. But the truth is, we all can. We can do anything. We just might need the practice. You don't know what you can or can't do until you try. There's a maybe I don't want to. Maybe you don't want to do the things. And then you can reevaluate your life when you're figuring out what you want or what you can and can't do. Are you really saying no to shit because you can't do it? I mean, what is your limitation? Why can't you do it? Is it just that you don't want to, or you're afraid to try? Everybody started on day one, and you kind of have to get the fuck over yourself to have that experience. Find a role model. I know you know someone who you believe exhibits great confidence. I know you do. I know you see them, and part of you fucking hates them because you want to be them. Stop wanting to be other people and start wanting to rise up in your own fucking power. This is your world, bitch. We're just a little part of it. This is your fucking world. What does it take for you to rise up and stand in your power? Find that role model, because this can be instrumental in finding your own confidence. Ask yourself these questions. What does your role model's self-assurance look like? Does the person make eye contact when speaking to others? Can you see a comfortable ease with which he can relate to other people? Think about how the person you have in mind looks, acts, and talks. What do they do? How do they dress? I can tell you my confidence shifts with what I wear and how I do my, if you see me out in public without makeup, in sweats, and, you know, I've got a hat pulled down over my eyes, like, I'm not having a great time. I'm not in a confident, I want to talk to people. This is like my self-preservation. I'm overstimulated. I'm out here because I have no other choice. The kids want to eat. We need food, whatever it is. Not having a great time. When I take the time to, you know, do my workout, eat really well, put myself together, put on the nice clothes, actually get dressed, I hold myself in a whole different level of confidence. Do the things, get dressed. I don't care if you stay at home. This was one of the detrimental things of like building my residual income. Something I encourage any of you, bitch, if you do not have a side hustle, you better get one, because it is literally becoming something that is not optional anymore to have an extra source of income. But working from home is a struggle because you're just in sweats all day, every day, and your whole aura feels that, right? We're just comfortable. We're lounging. We're lazy. If you want to be a go-getter, go put on your nicest outfit and fucking rock it. Go crazy. Those kind of things will shift your energy. How is your body posture? How do you sit? How do you walk? How do you stand? Do you hold your head high, or are you slouched and tipped over? I guarantee you, if you could just sit right now, sit up really, really straight, because I know you're probably sitting watching this. And if you're not, you're probably on the treadmill and you can do the same thing. Whatever it is, I don't know where the fuck you are. But I want you to stand up and I want you to pull your shoulders back really far. And I want you to put your head really tall, your back really straight. Can you feel the literal energy shift when you are in this pose, when you are sitting straight? That is confidence. You learn to manipulate your body language for this confidence. When you are talking to people, I want to talk about becoming likable. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because it's something I admire this in my husband, because it's like you want to mirror people, right? And that's kind of what brings people to be comfortable with you, and how people can relate to your confidence and all the things, because you come in really strong and powerful, but you could come down to their level where, you know, you're nodding your head with them with something they're talking about. Like, you are engaged in their body language too. Your body language has everything to do with your confidence. Absolutely. Peep your role model. Do they have a great sense of humor? The self-assured person isn't afraid to admit he's made a mistake. The most confident people are the ones who tell you they fuck up all the time. Yeah, bitch. I'm pretty confident in a lot of shit, and I'm not afraid to be messy about it. I don't want to be unrelatable. I don't want you to think that there is some Instagram princess realm out there in the world where bitches really are perfect. Their lives are perfect. Everything is perfect. That's a fucking lie. And the bitch that's trying to make everything look so perfect is probably the most insecure motherfucker on the internet. 100%. Even talking with my publishers one time, we're talking about, you know, because they have a company. They publish books with other people. I'm not the only ones, you guys. I think I'm their favorite, but I'm not the only ones. Okay. So they're, you know, feeling the frustration of this person writing a book because they're not letting people see that they're vulnerable. They're not letting people see their mistakes. That kind of shit tanks. People want to fucking know that life is a shit show and you can still make the things happen. You can still find the peace and the joy in spite of what's going on. That's confidence. Confidence is knowing like we fuck up. If you're out there trying to look perfect, you're shooting yourself in the foot before you even get out the gate. That's it. You need to be able to laugh at your mistakes. And there's so many things I've done where I'm like, Jesus, Brandon, that's embarrassing. And then I come out here and I tell you bitches about it. That's it. Confident people can grow from whatever situation is there. So I want you to try. I just want you to try to behave like your role model. You truly can live your way into a new way of thinking. That's the truth. Emulate the person who you view as confident, and you're more likely to exude self-assurance in yourself. Watch how they walk, talk, act, all the thing. Even when you're experiencing a challenge and aren't feeling too sure about yourself, this is an experience where I feel like do the fake it till you make it, okay? I learned the fake it till you make it when I was in juvie. I was in juvie and, you know, I got really close to the staff there, John and Debbie. Shout out to John and Debbie for believing in a girl. They're just like, saw the rebel in me and it wasn't a bad thing, right? I was a normal fucking kid, man. I wasn't out there trying to light the world on fire. And they're like, your rebellious shit, we see it and it's going to be a great asset when you're an adult. But right now you have to fake it till you make it. So I just told myself I was pretending I was compliant when I thought the system was bullshit, and it was. And I grew up to call out a lot of shit. I grew up to see the flaws. I grew up to be someone who tried to make it better, including foster care. I was a foster parent for a long time because the system was fucked and I wanted to make a difference. So that's what happens. Maybe you do have to fake it till you make it. Use your knowledge about your confidence. Use your knowledge about how it appears and then behave that way. And then what you're going to see is you're going to start to recognize and connect with your own true confidence. That's it. Test it out. All you're doing is expanding your comfort zone. Always. And bitch, the truth is you're not always going to feel self-assured. There are a lot of things where I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Every time you want to bring in something new or do something different, you're going to question yourself. Even the greats do. I promise they do. And you know what they do? They have that talk with themselves in front of the mirror. Like, bitch, you've got this. They go through those affirmations and they take one step at a time until their comfort zone is expanding into whatever experience they're partaking in. Public speaking, one foot in front of the other, getting on stage. Your comfort zone starts expanding. Your first couple minutes, your voice is shaky, but you start to find the power in your speaking. You fake it. You pretend you're not about to melt in your shoes because you're so fucking terrified of standing in front of 300 people. You've got this, bitch. And you stand up there and then all of a sudden, you faked your way up onto that stage and the real you came out and you put on a hell of a show. You spoke to people far beyond what you expected to. You made a difference. You left them with something they're going to take away that's powerful. This is you in your life. Step up on the stage, motherfucker. You are the star of the show. It is time you own your place. Find who the fuck you really are by taking one step in the right direction. Do the next right thing to building your confidence, to taking place on the front stage. Doesn't mean it's not going to be scary. And before you know it, you're going to be the person that has tapped into your self-confidence. Other people are going to be emulating you. That's a fact. That's the way the world works because you are blazing a fucking trail. Especially as a parent, we want our kids to find their power and the passion and their voice to speak up, but they're not going to do it if we don't do it. They do what they learn. You've got this. You're the star of the show, bitch. Let's chat tomorrow about becoming likable. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Share the podcast with a friend or all the people. I'll send out that email right now with my kits for you guys today. And then if you want to have a conversation with me. Very affordable products, incredible way to start the foundation of feeling good about yourself is to get your health in check. Get your health in check. Imagine, like, I want you just to picture right now, if you had energy, mental clarity, if you had, you know, a smaller waist size, if you could bend over and tie your shoes without losing your breath, if you could get out and play with your kids without being exhausted, all those things, how much different would your life be? I know, bitch, I've been there. I'm not preaching to you from a pedestal of Instagram princess power, because that realm does not exist. Okay. There's no perfection in this life. We're all just fucking winging it, and we're finding the things we love. And after seeing my dad struggling and realizing I don't share this with enough people, I didn't even have him on my products. I did not. And you know what happened? He went to the doctor, he brought the products, and she's like, hell yes. Why was I sitting on that? It's one of those great mistakes that Brandon's going to learn from, of like, I'm not going to be quiet on things I love. So I want to help you explore your confidence, starting with your health. And then you get me as a one-on-one coach. And I'm not talking about Brandon business coaching. Okay. That's a whole different level, but legit, you get to work with me one-on-one to get your health in check. Okay. All right, bitches. I love you, and I will see you tomorrow.